next item is the administrator's report. The first item is bookmobile schedule for this fall and winter. Attached is a copy of the county library bookmobile schedule for fall winter 2010. As noted on the schedule, in addition to the normal stops, the bookmobile will provide service in the Georgetown area at the Georgetown Library on Thursdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee will be meeting December 1st tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the EOC. Attached is a copy of the agenda. Additional consideration to proposed airport policies will be discussed. Caroling on the Circle, December 6th. As per the attached press release, the 27th annual Caroling on the Circle event will be held on December 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Georgetown. We encourage everyone to attend. We are continuing to focus on our food drive for the hungry and needy of Sussex County. County employees, schools, and various other civic organizations and businesses are contributing towards our effort as in the past. We encourage anyone who intends to bring a canned good or other non-perishable food item as a donation on a voluntary basis. The Sussex County Volunteer Fire Service Ladies Auxiliaries will provide cookies at the Georgetown Fire Company after the festivities.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Baker? Mr. Godwin.
Mr. Vice President, members of Council, this morning we have one request for disbursement from your annual municipal police grant fund, and that request comes to us from the town of Millsboro. Of their $20,000 allotment, they would like a draft for $9,446.39, and they have explained that they'll be using this money for some retraining and travel expenses for such training and a few pieces of small equipment. I have a motion if you'd like.
Yes, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve a disbursement of $9,446.39 from the Sussex County Municipal Police Grant Fund to the town of Millsboro.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second?
Second.
Questions on a motion? Call to vote, Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lank.
Oh, I have a request for a time extension. This is the second time this has been requested on this application. It's the application of Carl M. Klink III and Melanie Klink. It was conditional use number 1668. We came before you on May 12th of 2010 requesting a time extension. On your packet on Friday, I gave you a packet of information, a two-page memo giving a history of the application and attached minutes and attached letters from myself and Mr. Klink. The Klinks originally had applied for a conditional use for a country store and storage bolted doors back in 2005. The conditional use was introduced in 2006, January 10th to be exact. The commission held a public hearing on October 26th of 2006 and rendered a decision on December 7th. 2006. Council held a public hearing on November 14th of 2006 and rendered a decision on June 12th of 2007. One of the conditions was that the use be limited to a country store only. In 2007, an approved conditional use would have been valid for 1 year, and an applicant could request two time extensions. I've again reviewed the file and found no such record of any time extension request. If time extension had been granted, the use would have been valid through June 12th of 2010. The Klinks have stated that they were unaware of the time limits and assumed that the property would approve for the use requested. The purpose of their letter is to request a one-year time extension to allow them time to acquire the necessary agency permits to get site plan approval from the commission and to start construction. On June 15th of 2010, the council discussed the request for a time extension and was provided with a reference memorandum for consideration. At the conclusion of the discussion, Mr. Cole made a motion to defer action to allow legal counsel time to review the code for a possible alternative option that would allow the council to provide the applicant some type of relief from the expired application. On June 29th, the request was again placed on the agenda but was removed. Mr. Klink had advised that approximately 4 months ago he called into my department and asked the status of his conditional use, and he was advised that the application had been approved, which I assume was the original application. The individual went to the index and found that the conditional use had been approved and went no further. Mr. Klink asked no more questions and proceeded with dealing with other agencies and acquiring approvals and permits so that he could obtain a building permit to start construction. He has since obtained approvals and or permits from DLDOT, State Farm Marshal, the Conservation District, and DENRIC. On November 3rd, he was again denied a request for a building permit. I've spoken to Everett Moore, and we've corresponded in email several times in trying to resolve this issue. And I would note, Mr. Klink did not request any time extensions. He stated that he was not aware of the time limits and assumed that the property was approved for the use requested. He did file his request for a time extension to council prior to the termination date of the anniversary of the conditional use approval. And the commission has, historically in the past, regularly granted time extensions. The old process was that a conditional use was valid for a year, and you could request two time extensions as long as you requested them prior to the expiration date or the anniversary date. And in some cases, there were some that were granted retroactively because we received their letter prior to getting it on the agenda for a commission, whereby that commission date, similar to council's, was after the termination date of the approval. If the council should agree to approve this request, it should be based on the fact that the request was received prior to the termination date of the anniversary of the approval. It should be noted that the applicant has stated that he was not aware of the time limits. It should be noted that the time extension is granted until June 12th of 2011. And it should be noted that this is the last extension to be granted and that the improvements must be substantially underway on the site by June 12th of 2011. Or the use would become null and void. As I stated, I provided copies of letters, my memo, minutes of the council action, both dates, and a copy of the ordinance for your review in the packet last Friday. On June 2nd of 2009, the council adopted ordinance number 2053, which changed from 1 year with extensions to a 3 year approval time from application date for a 3 year term, and then there is no extension process anymore under the new ordinance.
You got 3 years to get it done? You
3 years to get substantial underway, or it's void and you have to start over.
So if his had come under that, then it wouldn't have
I was basically making a point of is that if he had that condition was existing when he got the approval, he would have had to basically
to
apply
time.
Because he would have run out. Mm-hmm. But we've been noting it as a condition so that we don't fall through that trap again where they don't supposedly know that there was a time limit.
Right.
So their request is for a time extension. And as I stated, there's conditions. If you did grant the time extension, it should be limited to those that reference to the reasoning that I referenced earlier. That's a suggestion.
Okay. We deferred this apparently for legal opinion.
Doesn't look good.
Mr. Moore, what's your legal opinion?
Well, I can't find anything in the code that that indicates that an extension could be given where in this case it actually expired in 2008. There was no request for extensions after that time. The letter that was received in 2010, not prior to. I thought at one point that there was a possibility that there was a letter that was received prior to the date of the permit, but we did not have the hearing till afterwards. And if that were the case, I think that would be the person would have applied in time. Mr. Lanke, if what I described, is that correct as far as the facts? The letter actually came after his permit had, in fact, terminated?
No, actually, his approval was valid till June 12th, and he applied on May 12th of 2010, and it was received through administration on May 14th.
But I thought his permit expired in 2008 because he,
oh,
he got it in 2007.
Because he didn't ask for a time.
And he did not ask for any extensions.
No, I agree.
So you don't see any way to extend, to allow an extension at this point in time, legally?
I know that in the past it has been the practice that if someone applied prior to the permit expiring, but the hearing didn't, or the meeting did not occur after, they retroactively took that back. In this case, it actually expired,
right,
because he did not get a permit. One suggestion would be that if, because there's not a long wait now to get new permits, possibly waiving any fee on this because of the misunderstanding. It was not at that time, my understanding, noted during the hearing, here is the length of time that you had, as Mr. Lank had been doing more recently, adding that right to the conditions. So, you know, that's one way of resolving it.
Okay.
And I, you know, I concur it's a difficult situation, and I understand how it could happen, but...
But it happened.
It happened.
Okay. Phillips?
Mr. Moore, is there anything that specifically prohibits us in the code from granting them the extension?
No, I'm unaware of anything that would.
It does seem like it's a unique situation that's probably not going to occur again because we have changed the process. I mean, if there's nothing that specifically prohibits us from granting this extension, I would be interested in making a motion just to see if there is a sentiment about the council to grant at this one time.
Let me just follow up then on what Mr. Phillips just said. Is that correct that at this point this situation shouldn't occur again because of the new ordinance we've got now? It's 3 years. So
well, number one, it's 3 years, and I know, as you recall, when we've been having hearings, Mr. Lank has made it clear as part of the conditions about the three-year part and actually reading
but
that
it's on,
into
it's
the
on
record.
The application and everything else. I mean, stuff that you, it's in some of the literature you give these applicants that it's bad extensions, right? Or is it?
In most, all cases, they're told about their time limits.
Right, right.
But I can't guarantee every single time they're told about the time limits.
Okay.
Now they are. Now we put it,
right,
as soon as the council adopts the ordinance, then I get the ordinance and we write a letter to the applicant stating the condition of the approval and remind them that there's a three-year limitation now based on the new regs. But now it's included right in the letter right up front before they even have a chance to start.
Well, it would be cheaper for the county to do what Mr. Phillips just said because if a suggestion is to put it back on the in the lineup and then
waive
the costs,
yeah,
and we end up coming right, probably with the same conclusion. So I'll second Mr. Phillips's motion. Well, hopefully.
Now, I guess the question is the motion to include the stipulation that Mr. Lang stated a while ago, or just to?
I guess I was making a motion to specifically allow the extension,
okay,
as requested, but I'm open to
based on the anniversary date.
And the date is would be then what?
The date would still be June 12th. Or whatever.
Yes, let's make it that.
It has to be substantial in a way. It doesn't have to be completed.
Right.
But
right.
It has to be substantial.
We got to be doing
June 11th.
June 11th.
June 12th of 11.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a friendly amendment. I'll accept.
Mr. Lang.
Sir.
Do you ever send a letter out telling these people that their time is running out?
We have, not on a regular basis, because in most cases they've started.
I just were. Now, did this person here today receive a notice that their time was?
No, he actually came in for a building permit.
Okay. Okay.
A matter of short term prior to his running out.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to allow this time extension with the June 12, 2011 as the anniversary date. Is that correct?
Correct.
Any questions on the motion?
I have no problem with it.
Call to vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, in this one particular case, yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Julie Cooper, come right on down.
Good morning.